United We Spy by Allie Carter. Read by Ashley West.
What is she doing here? I heard Liz's voice as soon as the sun came up. Creeping toward the stairs, I saw her below, pacing like a tiny blonde blur. The rain must have stopped and the chimney must have cleared because the air was warm and dry, almost cozy, as I walked down the stairs.
What does she want? Presumably not to kill us because we're not dead.
Liz was rattling off the facts at 90 miles per hour.
Let's say we're looking at a double agent situation. She's come to infiltrate us and send our plans back to her bosses.
She doesn't have bosses, Beck said, but Liz rattled on.
Maybe she's really a walk-in. Maybe she has information for us and
We can't listen to her, Liz, Beck said.
But
Liz started until Zack cut her off.
She's just as dangerous in here as she is out there. You got that?
He asked. He looked at Bex and Liz in turn.
Do you understand?
Macy took a deep breath and crossed her arms.
Well, I vote we bind her hands and feet and kick her out of a fast-moving vehicle in front of the gates of Langley.
We can't do that, I said.
Why not?
Zack asked like he was seriously considering the idea. Because the enemy of my enemy is my friend. I started for the small room where we'd tied Catherine up the night before, but Zack lunged in front of me, blocking my way.
I can't let you question her, Gallagher girl, he told me.
Isn't that why she's here? To talk? I asked. Zack shook his head.
She's here to lie.
She'll talk to me.
No, Cam,
Zack said.
It's not a good idea.
Maybe it's our only idea, I said back.
Well,
I heard a tiny voice behind me and turned to see Liz standing there, a truly guilty look on her face.
Maybe not our only idea.
Catherine sat in her chair, hands and feet bound, yet she looked like she was waiting on a train, like she'd wait forever if she had to. Hello, Catherine, I said, easing closer. She was across the room, but like a snake, I could feel her coiled, constantly ready to strike.
You don't have to do this, Cammy,
Zack said.
Hello, darling,
Catherine told him, but it was as if she'd never spoken at all.
Gallagher girl.
He started again, but I couldn't take my eyes off his mother. Liz, I said. And then my smallest roommate walked forward. She didn't tremble or shake, but I knew she must have been terrified as she pulled up the sleeve of Catherine's shirt and injected a clear liquid into the woman's arm.
Truth serum, girls,
Catherine said. She sounded so disappointed.
Isn't that a tad cliche?
It's stronger,
Liz said, then stepped quickly back. Zack moved between Liz and his mother until Liz was safely out of range of the woman tied to the chair.
Really?
Catherine asked as Liz's concoction entered her bloodstream. It was like she was growing drunk and sleepy. Her eyelids were heavy, and when she told Zack,
"You've gotten so tall,"
her words were slurred. "Why are you hunting down the leaders of the circle?" I asked, and Catherine looked at me for a long time, the tiniest of smiles playing at the corners of her mouth.
It's good to see you, Cammy dear. It's been too long.
Are you sure we shouldn't hit her again?
Beck said from over my shoulder.
Because I totally think we should hit her.
I crouched on the floor, looked her in the eye. You can talk to me, Catherine, or you can talk to the CIA. Maybe the moles the circle leaders have within the agency won't find you. But maybe they will.
They're all dead, you know, the leaders. We just have one left.
We? I asked.
Your mother and Joseph and I,
Catherine said.
She's lying,
Zack said.
Joe would never work with her.
Oh, of course he would,
Catherine told him.
He'd never admit it, but we want the same thing. We've always wanted the same thing. We just have different methods.
Like torture?
I said.